Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
But it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
All right, what's going on, everybody? What's up? Your boy, the D's, www.themanmindset.com. What's up? Kind of have to hit the button and you have to start it off. Accidentally paid this motherfucker home. We are live. How's everybody doing? Trying to clear my throat here. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. You do this, and then do that. There you go. Start it back. What's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. I am your host, the Dean. Class is in session. Oh, shit, 516. The call into the show is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Oh, let me see here. Y'all want to call in, y'all can. I'm just trying to make sure everything is running correctly. We just started a show. Let me see here. I've been fucking around doing some other stuff. So I want to make sure everything is running correctly. Guys, if y'all want to come in, y'all can. Just waiting on my dog, Greg, to pop in. And we can go ahead and get the show going. But let's see here. So the show is being brought to you by themanmindset.com, guys. Make sure you go there and get all your information that you need. www.themanmindset.com. Let me see here. Give me a second. Give me one second here. All right. What's going on, man? Got a little bit of a show for you today. I need to make sure I got this. Hold on one second. I just got to See, we having some technical difficulties here, trying to make sure everything is working right. All right, give me 1 second. All right. Give me 1 second, guys. Damn, let me see here. Try one more time. 1, 3. I'm trying to get my dog in here, man. Oh boy. One thing is another. 515-605-9373 is a number. 515-605-9373 is a number. Press 1 and we'd love to have you in. You there, G? Hold on a second. Hold on, let me bring you in. Hold on a second. All right, let me bring my dog in. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. All right, bam. And put this joint on mute. All right, here we go. Now, Greg, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right, now we cook it. All right, man. Always got to be solution-based, man. Whenever there's problems, always got to figure out solutions. All right. Guys, I just want to welcome y'all to the show. I'm sorry for the delay. I didn't put the shit on right. I didn't do it correctly. But anyway, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in at 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1, and we'd love to have you in. Like I said before, this show is being brought to you by themanmindset.com. Guys, for all your dating needs, anything that you need to know as far as dating, this is what the show is here for, to help you guys get an edge when it comes to women. Let's see here. Sometimes I hit the wrong button, and what I did is I made this joint unlisted. So now it's starting to open it up. Trying to open this shit up right, man. Okay, there it is. There it is. All right. So, Greg, what is going on, man? What's up with you, man? How you doing, man?
Man, you know, actually I'm a little bit depressed as to what's going on out here with men and these chicks, man. NFL Network, hell, I may be applying for a job there sometime soon, man. What the hell?
Well, what happened with the NFL Network?
Oh, man, Marshall Faulk, Heath Evans, Ike Taylor, Donovan McNabb, and somebody else. The same chick has accused all of them of sexual harassment or some stuff. Some
what?
Junk.
What?
Man, bro. Listen,
what?
Bro. Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Wait. Let me see. NFL Network.
Go to NFL.com and it'll be right there.
Who is the woman that's saying that? Who is the one that's accusing
him? She used to work there.
What's her name?
She used to work there. Dude, this was earlier when I was looking at it. I'll tell you her name. But, dude, it was so crazy. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
One chick knocks out 5 dudes, including Marshall Faulk.
Wait, her name is J-A-M-I Cantor? Is that her?
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah.
Who the fuck?
You remember her now, right?
No, I don't remember her. I'm about to pull her up right now to see who the fuck she is. How does she look? Oh, man, really? Really? Damn, Salisbury's getting hit as well?
Dude.
Wait. Something is
dude,
not right.
I'm trying to tell you there's a bunch of
Something is not right here, man. Because
dude, but we knew the dominoes were going to start falling, right?
But wait. This is what I don't understand. You're telling me that all these guys hit on this one woman? Nah.
Apparently.
Apparently what?
I said apparently so.
Wait a second. This chick looks dragged the fuck down. No, man.
Dude, she claimed. Listen, while they're waiting to see what the deal is and what's being said, son. they have actually suspended all these dudes, man.
Yeah, I see
Donovan McNabb, Marshall Faulk. Oh, man, what is it?
Salisbury.
See, I didn't. Jamie Cantor, there you go.
Yeah, I looked your name up, and I see Salisbury as well. He's in this as well.
Dude, is that not crazy?
What the
even
man?
Eric Davis. Eric, and I always thought Eric Davis, I was wondering if he was actually even straight, but dude, yep.
Yeah, man, are you serious?
Dude, there's no telling what direction this thing is going to go.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you something. This is my whole thing on this. This is why I always say you never put men and women together and shit like this. This is why I always say keep the women to the women's shit and leave the guys to the guy stuff. Because she is, come on, dog, she is 51 years old. Really? Really?
Bruh. Really? Hey, man.
Man.
Guys, you're in a no-win situation with this, man. A no-win situation.
Man, hold on. This woman here, in 2016, she was 51 and replaced by a 30-year-old, according to the complaint. What is going on here? What the f- man? This is why I tell you guys, do not fuck with these women at your job. Leave these bitches alone. This is crazy. This
Warren
is crazy.
Warren Sapp's in there too.
Yeah, well,
Warren Sapp. Evans.
Jeez. What? She's 50. Come on, man. Are you serious? That broke down. Wait.
Hey, here you go. Hey, check this out. Cantor, who the NFL Network fired for allegedly stealing property and who filed an original and less detailed complaint in October, demands financial compensation for non-economic injuries related to mental suffering, emotional anguish, and humiliation, as well as economic injuries. I'm going to start this sports list right. As well as economic injuries for loss of wages, salary, benefits, back pay, front pay, and future lost income and benefits. Bloomberg first reported on Cantor's suit.
That is.
There you go, bud.
That is crazy. That is crazy, man. That doesn't make any sense. That is crazy, man. Wow. What's your thoughts on that, Greg?
You really don't want to know.
No, I want to know. What's your thoughts on that?
In what capacity? Me as Greg,
Ag Squid.
Co-host for me or the other Greg, the one that knows the law. I'm going to tell you something, man. This thing here, this whole Me Too movement is getting out of hand, bro. It really is. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, we are the attack on men. It's amazing that men are being attacked from both sides now. Men are being attacked. If you notice, men are being attacked from not only other men, okay, but we're also being attacked by manhood. I think is happening? I think there has been a great push against the norm.
It was coming. It was coming. We saw it coming.
Right. And now I think there is a hold the line stance that women are taking, because it started off with this Hollywood stuff. Now it's spinning out of control. And this is why I tell you guys why you should never discuss or talk to women at work, because the slightest look, the slightest touch, or the slightest anything could lead to a sexual harassment suit. Now, don't get me wrong. If she's not at your job, cool. But you guys, you stay away from these women. Stay away from these women. This is why I always tell you, when you are hanging out with them, don't just stay away from them. Keep away from them because they are fighting back, and they are fighting back with taking your livelihood away from
Fang,
you.
Fang, Bat, all this nice dupe. Oh, man, I was okay and over it, but after reading some of these details, and I don't want to get into if any guys, well, we already know if any of you guys have any issues relative to certain aspects of child support and custody, what have you, can always go to greatdogs.com. But as I'm looking at this, dude, I'm telling you, the setup was in place and the Me Too movement. And there are some legitimate claims, I'm sure, but it essentially fueled her to come and do some other stuff. And I'm going to tell you, she's taking down careers, bro. She's taking down livelihoods.
Oh, absolutely. 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 And I think that's some of the issues and problems that, again, we need to address with these guys out here to let them understand they have to be careful. They have to be careful. There's a serious war going on manhood that is getting out of control. See, the thing is that there's been there's been a great push towards manliness. And these women and some of these males out there don't want manhood to come back. They don't want the strength of men to be at the forefront. And it looks like they're doing whatever they can to prevent that, man. This is crazy to me. I'm blown away. I can't believe. What's shocking to me is you have a 51-year-old whittled down chick, and you're telling me that all it now look, I can maybe understand one, but you're telling me all these guys all these guys are like, wow, let me get some of that girl. Really? What's your thoughts, Greg?
And she's a wardrobe chick.
She ain't shit. Exactly. She's a wardrobe chick. And these guys are, I know these guys are not that thirsty. I know they're not that thirsty.
No,
but,
you know what this is not, and I haven't read the complaint. I'll dig up the complaint tonight, and if we want to readdress it tomorrow, which I really don't want to, but I have a Pacer account which allows me to look at any lawsuit anywhere in the nation and kind of follow cases because, you know, this is what I do.
Yes.
But I don't like it, Dean. I just think that it's opened up a door, and I'm going to tell you guys out there, if you have cousins, nephews, brothers, whatever, even sisters, but you better talk to your brothers and any of your male guys that you give a damn about and tell them, hey, listen, the game has changed, bro. The game has really changed, and everybody's after money. I don't care if you're 6 or 16 or 26 or 36 or 46, whatever. They're coming, bro, and they're coming to get paid.
Yeah, that blows me. I'm mind blown off that. I can't believe that, dog. This is the way of the world now. This is what's going on. So,
Me Too does translate to copycat sometimes, right, Dean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't even know what to say on. I'm blown away by this. This is why. I guess we need to talk about primal being a primal alpha in a second, but you know, this is why we have shows like this to show you guys that you don't really need women for anything nowadays. You really don't, unless you want to have a family. But outside of that, guys, I if I'm you, I would stop you. I don't even understand why y'all even hang out with women. What is the purpose for hanging out with women?
I not legal advice. You want legal advice, you can attorney be advised. I'm almost to the point where I wouldn't even suggest you all doing what y'all used to do with, what is it when people go and drink? I don't drink or smoke. What is it called? After work?
A happy hour.
That may be off limits, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Even we was going to talk about Christmas parties. I don't even want to talk about that because I don't want to get y'all motherfuckers in trouble. I don't even want to get y'all in trouble with that.
Hey, I agree.
Yeah, I think that like I say, for a lot of you guys out there, I know y'all want to hang out with them and all that other stuff, and y'all think it's cool that they hang out and do all this co-ed shit, playing co-ed basketball, playing flag football. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell all of you guys something. No more mistletoe. Listen, all my guys listening, listen. Stay away from these women. Be cordial to them. If you see somebody, hello, how was your day? Leave it at that. No personal questions. Don't look at her. Look her right in the eye and keep it moving. Stay away from these women. If they want to go to lunch together with you and you're like, no, I don't want to do that, do not go to lunch with them. Go by yourself. Listen, do not. I'm telling you, all my man mindset guys, stay away from these women at work. I do not want to see you losing your job because she's on her period one day and all of a sudden she wants to blame you for everything that's wrong in her life. Stay away from them. Don't have any relationships.
And that is coming. And that is coming.
Stay away because
now, I'm going to tell you, this is the recipe for disaster. And when I'm looking at, I'm looking at this, and I guess, you know, I can't turn off that other side of me. And I'm like, if you are a supervisor, anybody who has to discipline anything, do not have closed door meetings by yourself.
None. Hey, yes. If you have a closed door meeting, make sure there's another person in the room. Protect
preferably
your
woman. And
yes.
Preferably a woman.
Yes. By no
another woman.
Oh yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Y'all.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah. But let me tell you what's really crazy. There's no way. That all these guys are trying to fuck. Dog, you know what No. Look, man, you go look at her picture, guys. Get out of here. I'm thinking she probably messed around, was trying to flirt with them. There is no way that those guys were trying to get at her and everything. There's no way.
At very most, there is, could have been possibly, I don't even know if this is going on, some, like, goofing off or whatever, but nothing that could have been remotely serious. So when I'm looking at her age with you, Dean, I'm like, come on, really?
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. And if you look at her, come on, man. No, man. Stop. No. There's no way. I don't believe that. I cannot believe it, and I'm not going to believe it, but just guys, and what we want to talk about is, we're going to move on from that, and we'll get more information tomorrow, Greg. We'll kind of touch on that a little bit as well tomorrow. But what I want to talk to you guys about is alphaness, your manhood, and that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. We are under a serious attack from the world. And the reason why I say that is because men are starting to, well, let me rephrase that, not men, but there are a lot of you guys that are starting to wake up. And because you're starting to wake up, you're beginning to go against the system here of not doing what the normal guy does. Because let me tell you something, fuck these women. There's so much pussy you can get out here. You don't need to mess with anybody at your job. Okay, guys? You don't need to do that at all. There's so many women out here that you can just say, fuck these women. Now, let me ask you this question, Greg, before I go into this. Now, outside of work, is that considered a sexual harassment if it's outside of the confines of the building?
If it is a situation that otherwise could make a person that you work with feel uncomfortable, even at work, it will extend over into that area. So I'm going to tell you guys straight up right now, I just wouldn't recommend anything associated with anybody at work.
Yeah.
And if you have something going on, especially if they're not a parallel, especially if she's a subordinate. I
mean, man, I know. That's crazy.
Dude, just
wow.
Just don't.
515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Chime in if y'all want to call in. But on today's show, again, I just heard someone brought that up to me. And I was like, what is he talking about, the NFL? What's going on with the NFL? But now you see this. This is crazy. This is not good for us. But anyway, we're going to keep pushing because that's what men do. And we're going to get more information on this from Greg tomorrow. So we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But let's get into the show. What I want to talk about, Greg, is men in their primal nature of basically, you know, there's one thing about this show and one thing about us that no one else does, because it seems like everybody's coming up with the latest trick or gimmick. But one thing about the man mindset that we always try to show and teach you young men is that everything we're doing was done before computers, electricity, and fire. Matter of fact, we try to take everything back to nature, because nature doesn't Facebook, nature doesn't have an Instagram, and nature doesn't tweet at all. Okay, so nature is just nature. So, Greg, let's talk about primal alpha and how women see those kind of men. Let's discuss that, man.
Well, you know, the shock value of what's going on today kind of has me not rethinking it, but just like, how do you present this? But anyway,
right,
men,
right.
Throughout history, men have always just been men, and there's always been an example. But if you ever want to figure out what's the prime example of manhood, is just go look at nature.
Yes.
Look at the males in nature. And the one, you know, a lion who's a male, a giraffe, the male giraffe, the wildebeest, whatever he is what he is. It's not questioned. He doesn't look for instructions from others. It's innately within him, as we think that it should be innately within men around us, especially. But you young guys, a lot of times, you're disconnected because your influence is so visual through what Dean brought up, the social media sites, who you get your information from, what have you. And a lot of times, from what I'm gathering, young guys don't think anything about history without realizing, well, that's how you find out how things got to where they are today. Go back and look at least the characters they displayed on TV, the cowboys, the James Bonds, you know, these kind of guys, they're men's men. You don't see men being men anymore. And because you don't think history is important, you think that what you see today is normal. Well, it's become normal, but it's actually behavior that is abnormal.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we have gotten to a point. We have gotten to a point where you have people out there really gearing you towards the wrong information. And this is very important for you guys to understand this. You can, anybody that fights against manhood is someone you don't need to listen to or be around, guys. And what I mean is you have guys out there today that are challenging manhood and trying to tell you to not be honest with women, not go after what you want, wait. Beg and pander for her number. Get her number. Take her out to eat and prove to her that, you know, she's worth something, whatever the fuck it is. They do not want people like us to get out there and tell you guys the truth, because they are working for the other side. And that's something that you guys have to be able to see. You know, there was a show in the 80s. I think it was the 80s or the 90s called They Live. You remember that show, that movie, Greg?
With Roddy Piper.
Yes, with Roddy Piper. Yes. And the thing about They Live.
80s, bro.
It was in the 80s.
80s, definitely. 80s,
okay.
Yeah.
This was a movie that there are people around you that look or try to act like men, but they want to do everything they can to prevent you from unlocking your potential as men. They want to stop you guys from being men. They want to water you down and make you into something that women want. Not what women need, but what women want. They want to sit there and tell you guys to lie to women, to use tricks and gimmicks, to use manipulation, to deceive women. All they are doing is doing a great service to you guys, because men do not behave that way ever. But Greg, let's talk more about how women see men in their primal, how they are attracted to men who are primal.
Listen, women, you know, women have nature also. And their nature is predicated on, you know, male behavior. If you all are following me. So within their, again, their just their existence,
yes,
they're attracted to what that which is opposite from them, because
yes,
that's where the balance is supposed to come from.
Yes.
So for you guys out there who wonder or want to know, okay, well, how do I, you know, captivate? What's the most captivating thing about women is they really want that thing that they think that they can control, or that they can, they want that thing that they think they can't really have. That's why the bad guy is so attractive. He is the antithesis of all other things, but generally, in today's society, the bad guy represents the excitement in these other things. But that's the law of attraction. They like what they perceive as strength. Now, even though it may be feigned and fake nowadays, but the reality is they like that strength. They
right
want to be. And listen, we're not speaking from a barbaric perspective.
Yeah, but
and
you hold your
so much more careful.
Well, Greg, hold your thought on the barbaric. We got a call in, but hold your thought on the barbaric, because we want to hear that. Area code 813. What's your name and what's your question, sir?
What's good, fellas? This is Alex.
What's going on, Alex? What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I just wanted to call in and chime in on this. Man, it's really crazy what's going on out here, man. From Bill Cosby to these guys here in the NFL. I just wanted to just to kind of put a plug in your ear. A lot of this same type of shit is going on with the fellas in college. And I wanted you to maybe kind of reach out to some of your listeners on this, because, you know, I'm on my way out. I'm actually about to graduate soon. I'm going to be in the pharmacy field. And I could just imagine when I was an undergrad, man, I used to be dealing with these females and, like, be getting the pussy and whatnot, and then a lot of them be flaking out and shit. And I just think back to, like, when I was getting the pussy, like, if one of these girls would have went back because they regretted some shit, how they could have, like, you know, made up some allegations against me, man. And then I look back, like a lot of the fellas now, you know what I'm saying? Like it's on the TV, like every other week. You got guys in college and dudes on the playing
the
football
week
and baseball
day,
and whatnot. And then
they
got
every
all these
day,
various
man
allegations against them, man. I just think that's something, Steve, that you probably want to start putting out there to your listeners, man. I mean, I'm not sure how you want to go about doing that, but brothers in college, you know, so if you have things going for yourself, whether it's academics, whether it's, you know, sports or whatnot, man, you got to be vigilant, man, because, you know what I'm saying, you beat these girls and the feelings get caught up, like, you know what I'm saying, you could squander your whole fucking future, man. I mean, and the reason why I just really want to put this out there is because, like, I've had so many different scenarios where, You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got the pussy, and it was all about the pussy. But, like, if some of these broads would have went back and said something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm about to graduate with my doctorate in, like, 4 months. You know, I could just imagine how that would have fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? So, your brother is like, you just got to be
careful. 813. Okay, here's the thing, though. This is the thing about this show. We stress something that rarely people do, and that's honesty. You see, if you let a woman know where she stands, then that shit's on her. But a lot of guys in college don't do that, young man. They will listen to these guys to learn how to manipulate and lie to women and do whatever you can to get the pussy. Tell her that you love her. Tell her that you're going to be with her. Tell her you're going to be together. Then after you get the pussy, you throw them bitches back in the water. Then they feel like sluts and they feel stupid. So then there goes your blowback. You see what I'm saying, 813?
Steve,
he's not 813.
I'm 813. I agree with you full-heartedly on that, but you know just as well as I do, man. Sometimes even when you tell these broads what the deal is, they have other intentions on how things could be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have, especially if you
they live in the fantasy.
Broad,
they live in the fantasy world. Dean is what he's
like
saying.
I was dealing with like three broads on campus. You know what I'm saying? And I let it be known what it was, but. These broads, once these broads see you with the next chick, like, that shit, all that logic, you know what I'm saying, goes out the window is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, whether you're transparent or not.
Right. They never had logic in the first place, but I see what you're saying. You're right about that, but this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if I have A, B, and C, okay, I have A, B, and C, A is going to know about B, and C is going to know about B and A, and B is going to know about A and C. They all going to know everything that's going on. Now, when I am with A, I'm with A. And if A brings up B or C, that's when I'm going to let A know this is what we are. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But I'm not changing what I'm doing. I see what you're saying, 813. But some of the problems is that some of you guys may do it just one time, which is fine, but it's not good enough anymore. Telling them one time, it might go through one ear and out the other. You got to consistently be consistent on letting these women know that what you are to me. Matter of fact, I don't even listen, you shouldn't even talk relationships with some of these women. You shouldn't even discuss relationships with them, especially in college. It should be, look, we just hanging out. I'm not looking for anything serious right now. Listen, and this is what we always tell our guys. Look, if you want to go out to dinner with somebody, then call that sucker up and let them go out to dinner with you. If you want some free drinks, by all means, wear your nicest outfit, go to the club and get all the drinks that you want. If you want someone to drive you around, feel free to have a roster of suckers to do that. Because I'm not doing that. The only thing I'm going to do is when you want to fuck, you get at me. Other than that, that's it. You know, I can talk to you. Hell, I'll even hang out with you sometimes. I do not want anything serious. I'm not looking for a girlfriend. I do not want a girlfriend. This is why I'm giving you all the freedoms. Look, you just use me. Use me like a dildo. You put me away when you want to put me away, and you pull me out of the closet or the drawer when you want some type of satisfaction. Outside of that, I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to call you. I'm not even going to bug you. You can do whatever you want with all those suckers out there. But when you're ready for something else, you give me a call. And guess what, 813, when they get a deal like that, that's the beautiful thing. They think they won it all. They think they got the lottery. They can have best of both worlds. But then when you put that dick on them motherfuckers, then they want to change shit. But that's a whole other story. What I'm saying, 813, is this. I understand what you're saying, young man, but you gotta.
I just wanted to follow up on that. Like, I'm not even disagreeing with anything what you're saying. Let me head it a different way. Well, I guess the conversation that I was trying to broach was having this conversation. Like I said, I mean, I was a first generation, you know, African American. go to college or whatnot.
You're in Tampa, 813?
Yeah, I'm from Tampa, yeah.
Okay, I'm in Tampa, okay.
No, okay, yeah,
listen,
I'm from Tampa.
USF,
so I was
and USF now? Whew, it's a
so
different
I was at
than
USF,
was
and
there.
I went on to go to the pharmacy school. But to
okay,
not to get into too much details, essentially the conversation that I'm just trying to have is, like, brothers, like I said, for me, I was the first person in my family to go to college, you know what I'm saying? Black guy was very smart, you know what I'm saying, and had opportunity to make something for myself. And the conversation that I really just want to put out there, because I know you speak to a lot of young men, like, I'm in my 30s, so I'm not quite as young as some of your listeners, but the thing that I want to put out there is, like, do not squander your fucking futures, you know, and when you're dealing with a lot of these women, like, have some sort of paper trail, have some sort of, like, make things are very transparent, because a lot of women today can fuck your shit up. And you have to be careful about this, because all it takes is somebody just saying something, and it could fuck you up. That was pretty much what I was trying to bring up. I'm not really trying to discredit or oppose anything what Steve was saying in terms of how he deal with women. But when you the man on campus, like, you know what I'm saying? I play ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you the man on campus, like, yo, like, you're a fucking target and you don't know it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the point that I really wanted to point out.
All right. Well, thank you, 813. We appreciate the love, man. Thank you for the call and everything. But, that, you know, he's absolutely right.
Congratulations on your education, brother. Yeah, dude. You know, and you think about it, you can lose a lot quickly nowadays. This is, you know, when I was up in Tallahassee, when I was up in Florida State, there was a lot of stuff going on, you know, with athletes. But it was such a different atmosphere. But there's a couple guys that used to record things, not for the sake of putting it out because we didn't have the social media, but in the event things happen. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do any recording, but, you know, as long as you don't suffer money, you can record with consent or what have you, as long as you don't distribute it. But the reality of it is, man, this game, Steve, has changed quickly when it comes to women, because I know we're going to talk about how the yak gets them on their back, but I'm going to tell you, when old hags start bringing actions against people, hey, bro, shit's bad, bro.
Shit is
bad.
515-605-9373 is the number. But that's what we're trying to say to you guys out there.
I'm blown by this, bro. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Your business comes first. That's the most important thing, taking care of your business. Remember, guys, being a man has nothing to do with these women. They're nothing but perks. There's nothing special about them. The only thing they can probably is produce you a child, and that's about it. So you treat them the way they need to be treated. The problem with a lot of you guys is that you tend to treat these women special because you were told to do that either by mommy or your loser friends or these PUA seductive motherfuckers that sit around and try to tell you this is how you should treat a woman. What we're trying to tell you is this. We're not saying be mean to women at all. We're saying be honest with women. Your honesty is going to go a long way, because there's no reason to lie, deceive, or manipulate a woman. Now, when I say honesty, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to walk up to a woman and say, baby, I want to fuck you. No, I don't mean that kind of blunt honesty. What I'm saying is the honest as in this is where I stand honesty. Sure, if you want to do that silly ass shit and go up to a woman and tell her you want to fuck her, we're not telling you to do that. But you do whatever the fuck you want to do. But we're not telling you to do that. What we're saying is let these women know where they stand with you and constantly let them know they ever have a little bit of wiggle room to figure out that, oh, there's a chance. Because you know what? If you're in college, you should be, there's no way you should be settled down with a woman in college. You don't understand. When you get out of high school, when you guys get out of high school for some, well, I can't, hey, you know, my son, you know, he is messing with a college chick right now. So that's here nor there. But when you get out of high school, you roll into college, if you have a girlfriend in high school, you need to go ahead and give her a hug, tell her thank you for these 4 years of a great high school relationship. But when you step into the stratosphere of the Serengeti, we're not just talking about college girls, gentlemen. We're talking about older chicks that go back to college. We're talking about college professors. We're talking about some women that just take college courses that are not in college themselves. You are going to run into nothing but women. Nothing but women that, Greg, that are going to want different things. What's your take on that, man?
Well, you're going to always be, you know, the one thing that college life does is it brings you exposure to different people anyway, and definitely comes to women from all over the world. So you're supposed to be there to explore, learn more, and then, of course, exercise your options. And in college now versus my day, which, you know, I'm kind of hating, you all have, the ratio is so different now. You all are probably looking at 12 or 13 to 1. We thought it was crazy back in my day when it was, you know, 5 and sometimes 6 on campus to one man. So, and I'm going to tell you, plus with, you know, I'm kind of with you, Dean. Unless you're looking for a wife or you're, you know, you find a wife, I think it's kind of gotten dangerous for college guys to, or guys who are otherwise successful to put yourselves in many positions with a lot of these women because it can become so compromising so quickly. So just, hey, be honest with them. Let it be what it's going to be. Keep your dipstick wet and keep it pushing, bro. This game has changed, bro. I mean, I'm over here looking at a couple of these other cases that are popping up everywhere with these allegations, and my mind just is kind of blown by it. But, you know, in general, this is, a lot of this stuff is male behavior. And, again, we're not talking about barbaric behavior, clubbing chicks on the head and, you know, just being, you know, uncouth, for a lack of a better word. We're talking about men being men. Yeah, we're talking about men being men. And I think it's natural for a man to find a woman attractive. That would only be natural to me because that's how I am. And, I used to like to put in work. You feel me? I still like to put in work, but just not as many places as I used to put it in with as many different women. So, but the nature is still the same. For men, it's just, you know, you just got to be so much more careful now. It's definitely a different game, but it's the same game when it comes to all people being honest and enjoying life. Do enjoy it to the fullest, because I'm gonna tell you, if I was 20, I wouldn't be on the phone with you, motherfucker, right now.
Well, yeah, and you know, we're talking about that, but we'll lighten it up tomorrow, because tomorrow we'll be talking about when, and this is something that I have a problem. We'll keep discussing this today, but tomorrow's show we're going to be talking about hunting women as far as going to Christmas parties, not really Christmas parties anymore. We're going to take that out, but as far as parties and get-togethers throughout the holidays, there are a lot of parties and get-togethers going on. And a lot of you guys are missing out on a lot of women. And we're gonna discuss that on Wednesday's show. Because y'all have no idea what y'all are missing out on. But we're gonna show you some of the things that you can do to get yourself to some of those parties. But we're gonna keep on this right now, talking about protecting your assets, protecting your last name, and being careful. One thing guys, understand this. Now, yes, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I did slay a lot of dragons at work.
Hey.
And this is not necessarily.
Interns, outterns, you know, when I was in the school system, mothers coming through there. Dude, listen here.
Everything.
It was just a different kind of world. But, hey, because, you know, I was always about keeping my yak game right. You know what I'm saying? I had to be able to get that, you know, that yak kept them on their back. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep it going.
Well, okay. But, let me answer a question. George and you, okay. What happens when you digmatize a chick and she's totally sprung and she's a little bit crazy? What then? Okay. This is why I stress to you when you utilize the five play, the fucking 101 and all the products that we have, is that you don't give her everything because she will get hooked on you. The thing that we always say to you guys, it's always letting her know where she's at. Listen to me. I can't tell you how all this used to happen. Same thing. Hey, look, I'm not going to run behind you. And she's like, yes. I'm not going to call you and bug you. Yes. You can go out with whoever you want to. Yes. If you want to go to the club and then buy you drinks, feel free. Yes. If you want to go out to dinner with these guys, you mean to tell me you won't mind? Oh, absolutely. Hey, have fun. Do whatever you want to do. I am not here to run behind you. Matter of fact, enjoy yourself. Yes. And when she wants to mentally sign her name on that dotted line of that contract, that's when I say yes. Because I am giving her the ultimate thing that she thinks she really wants. But then when I lock her ass up, master the bedroom, five play, kissing one, y'all know the technique. When I lock her ass up, that's when she wants to be like, can we talk? What's up?
No.
Well, well, you know, I was thinking, you know, I said, wait, why aren't you out? Well, I wanted to stay home. Oh, you don't want to go to the club today and get any free drink? No, not really. Oh, okay. Well, who are you going out with this weekend? Nobody. Why? Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. Well, I mean, I don't understand because, I mean, if I'm you, I would still keep going out with those guys because, you know, we just chilling. There's nothing really going on between us. We're not an item, and we'll never be a couple, but what's up? What did you want to talk about? And then all of a sudden you'll get that, never mind. What's wrong? I mean, wait a second. I thought we had an understanding. Well, you know, we did have an understanding, but let me stop you before you get started. What we have, I am allowing you to do whatever you want to do, and just because you're doing it, I'm just chilling. And guys, sometimes I just chill. I don't mind them going out and doing all this stuff. But one thing you're not going to have with me, a relationship. We will never have a relationship. We will only be fuck partners. And let me tell you why. I'll tell you guys the why. Because any woman that is worth a relationship with me has to make that decision on her own. Listen, guys, never tell a woman not to do something. Never tell her. Because if you tell her not to do something and she stops doing it and then she really wants to do it, she's going to blame you on the back end for making her do something that she didn't want to do. So you know what? Look, all I can do is tell you my standard. That's all I can do. If you want to go out with other guys, you can do that. I'm not going to tell you not to do that, but you can't be with me. If you want to eat dinners from other guys, feel free to do that, but you ain't going to be with me. If you want to get drinks and do all that stuff, hey, go right ahead. I am never going to tell you what to do. All I'm saying is that if you want to be with someone like me, you're going to have to modify your behaviors. I'm not going to modify them for you. And I don't mean disrespectful behaviors, guys. These are what I'm telling. Wait, listen, let me tell you something. I can't tell you how many times I've met a woman and I've told them all that stuff. And I don't know, maybe they passed the test around, Greg. But as soon as, hey, you can go out and have drinks. Well, no, I'm not interested in nobody else. fuck, okay? Well, you can go have dinner with anybody. Well, no, I don't want any male friends. No, I just want to, I'm just interested in you. Fuck! Hey, well, you can have someone put up your Christmas lights. No, 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 I don't really want that. God damn. Shit. Well, hey, that kind of stomped my ass a little bit because I'm like, well, shit. Well, check this out. Look, then I want to throw this one. Well, you know what? I'm not looking for anything serious. I can wait. It's like, oh, the fuck? But what I'm saying is this, guys. Never tell a woman what she can and can't do. Always show her what you will and will not put up with. There's a difference, you guys. Hear what I'm saying? Let me say it again. Never tell a woman what she can and cannot do. All you do is let her know what you will and will not put up with. That's it. I will never tell a woman.
Be consistent with that.
Be consistently consistent with that shit. I will never, Greg, tell a woman that she can't have male friends or guy friends. I'll never. Look, if you want a relationship with me, my standard is there will be no guy friends. That's my standard. But I'm not going to tell you to do that because if you want to fight. Now, remember, guys, if she fights you on that, something's up. Because if a woman really
exactly.
wants to dedicate herself to you, she's listen, let me tell you about some of the women I fuck with. When I really fuck with some hot women and good women, they already know what it is. They're going to cut the guys off without me having to say that. They're going to not only cut those guys off, they're going to tell me and be honest with me. Hey, Steve, I want to let you know there are other guys that are interested in me. I want to let you know. And I'm fine with the honesty. But it's not about what I'm going to do because I'm always going to do me. What are you going to do about it? Because I'm not here to tell. You never tell a woman what she should and shouldn't do. She needs
to
follow.
No, you can't dictate parts of that.
Cannot do that. Greg, what's your take on that, man? What's your take on that?
No, I agree. You don't want to dictate anything, and you want to always stay honest and consistent with it.
Yeah.
I just, in today's world, I just don't see any need for them.
No.
Would it be any other way?
No. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Y'all, guys, let me tell you how y'all should be living your lives. Right now, you could have at least 2 to 3 women in every state in this country and at least 4 or 5 outside the country, minimum. And you should be a traveling circus. You should be able to, say to yourself, you know what? All right. Like, because a lot of you guys, when they take, they just go home and stay at home. What the fuck is that about? You need to get like this. You know what? You should have a map. You should have a U.S. map on your wall. And if you're in another country, have your country there. And just take your fucking dart, your dart, and close your eyes and throw that motherfucker at the wall. And wherever it lands, okay, all right, so I'm going to go to I'm going to head over to, let's see here, maybe Wisconsin. You should have bitches in Wisconsin too, guys. Guys, if it hits Wisconsin, you should have a bitch in Wisconsin. You know what? I'm going to go up to Wisconsin and hang out with this bitch there. Or I'm going to go to California. Or I'm going to go to Arizona. Because there are women everywhere. But what I'm saying to this is this. Going back to what we're saying. Because I don't think you guys can understand what we're saying here. Because I think a lot of you guys feel like we live at it. We're a dictatorship that we say, look, bitch, if you don't do it, if you don't change, you're gone. No, 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 no. I don't want her to change because of me. I want her to change because she realizes if she doesn't change, she's gone or she's fucked me. That's it. That's the difference. That's where a lot of you guys go wrong. Listen, my standard is this simple. There will be no male friends when you're with me because my rebuttal to this, and all you guys write this down, if you ever have a woman question you, And that's right. We'll talk about that in a second. I got to talk about that shit. But let me tell you something. What are those guys giving her that you're not? That's the question, guys. Because there is no reason why she needs to hang out with a bunch of thirsty guys that's trying to fuck her when she's trying to get with you. But with that being said, let me tell you something, guys. As soon as you let her know, hey, you know, do what you want, but I don't do the, you know, they'd be like, well, you know, why don't you ever want to have a relationship with me? Why don't you ever want to? Well, let me tell you the first thing, if you want to be with me. First thing I don't do male friends. I don't do the male friend thing. And if she fights you on that, guys, this is what you do. This simple. If she is like, why? Well, I like my male friends. I've known him. Look, stop her. Say, look, it's okay. Keep your male. Listen, don't fight her. Keep your male friends. Listen. You're so adamant in keeping them. Keep your male friends. But we will never be together. We will never be. You will never, ever get a shot at the title. You'll never get a shot. You'll be able to get into the stands. You'll be able to watch. Hell, you can even come and do a training session on the mat, but you'll never get a shot at the title because no woman
is going. Mid-card fighter at best.
At best. This is what I'm talking about, your king. Your standard is your standard. And there is nothing let me repeat this. Your standard is your standard. There is never a moment where you change the standard. That is who you are. That is your essence. That's your lifeline. That is your heart. That is everything that you are, your essence. And if you don't do male friends, don't do them. Because when you're a great man, eventually she's going to wonder why we're not moving to the next level. And the reason we're not moving to the next level is not because of me. Because at any moment, I can get rid of the bitches at any moment. You know what I mean? I can get rid of them. Now, they'll still be waiting in the sideline and waiting for her to fuck up, of course. But I can get rid of them. I've done that before, guys. Get rid of them all. You're gone. Poof, they're gone. And all they're doing is waiting for the woman to fuck up. That's what they're waiting for. Because as soon as they, yeah, how do they know? Because they know they got my little bit of my attention. My attention. Not her attention. But going back to her, this is where a lot of you guys fuck up. You sit around, you have a standard, and yet you try to negotiate something that is a non-negotiable. Listen, if I'm telling you to go out to drink, it's not because I'm saying go out to drink. I'm saying that, look, I'm not going to tell you not to. You got to determine that, you know what, you're with a real motherfucking man and you got an opportunity. You got an opportunity to be with something that you've never been with before. Now, you can either grab it by the ring and enjoy all the benefits that come along with being with a man, or you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. So if you want to go for those drinks, by all means, go for those drinks. But believe me, when you call me up and you hear some giggles in the background, whoa, wait. Why are you so mad? What's that, Greg? Why is she mad? Wait a second. Hold on. What's the problem? How can you have a girl over there? Whoa, wait, whoa. Baby, where are you at right now? I'm at the club. Oh, okay. Well, you told me I could. Whoa. I didn't tell you you can do anything. I'm saying to you that I'm never going to tell you what you can and cannot do. You made the choice to go to the club. So when you made that choice to go to the club, or you made that choice to have those guy friends, or you made that choice to go out with these guys and have dinner with all these guys, when you made that choice, you have shown me that, you know what, your value is nothing but a fuck. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll be happy to fuck you. Hell, you know what? Hey, Greg, I even make you French toast in the morning. You know what I mean? I'll be happy to hang out with you and give you sprinkles of my time. I'll be happy to do that.
It's all good. It's all good. At that point, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good because at that point, there is no relationship. Because the woman that I'm going to be in a relationship with not only is going to realize that she's going to starting to become a representation of my standards, but she's going to have to sharpen her knife up and go out there and slay the Minotaur. And what's the bitch with the snake in her hand? What's the bitch? Medusa. Got to slay that bitch.
Yeah, Medusa.
And you got to bring the head to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro just to get in line to have an opportunity. Because it will never be about her. It will never be about these women, guys. But see, that's what can never be. And that's what make men, gentlemen. Because what we're trying to show you is this. Don't be insecure. There's no need to be needy. Okay? All you got to do is lay the laws down like you do. And like I say, this all goes back to the job. The job has a standard. The job is saying, okay, I am the job. Okay. Okay. This piece of paper, this book, I am the job. This is the job right here. And in this job are pages of standards, meaning that if you want to work for us, this is what you must do. This is what you must be. Greg, what's your take on that, man? What do you got on that, big dog? Did we lose him? Must have lost him. Greg, you there? Check Greg. Hello, hello. Okay, must have lost him. Okay. 515-605-9373. Yeah, okay. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. We'll bring you in. Greg, now, Greg had to run real quick for something. He'll call back. But what I'm saying to you guys is this is why it is very important right here. And let me bring in a call. Air code 571. What's your name? Your question, sir. 571.
Hey, Dean. What's going on, buddy? Statement and just a quick statement. I just want to say I'm a huge fan. Again, I took your advice from the last time I called in, and I dropped that bitch like a hot potato, and I haven't been happier since. I slept like a baby. So I'm glad I took your advice on that. My other question, my question is, where would you say is the best place to meet single women besides your conventional, you know, like the clubs and bars and, you know, like is there any honey holes I'm not aware of?
Well, yeah. Well, I meet women every day when I walk out my door. That's what a lot of you guys understand. There are women everywhere. 515-605-9373. But no, what I'm saying to you is this, big dog. This is what I'm saying to you. A lot of guys do the wrong thing. Okay, y'all. Again, in the daytime, I went to Home Depot today because I was getting something for because the dog chewed something up. So I had to go to Home Depot. Okay, all right. Home Depot is what one of those one of those fix it places where you have to lumber, wood, man kind of stuff. So I'm at the cash register, and there was this it was a very attractive woman there, and it they're everywhere. It was like, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? But see. Unlike you guys, y'all don't know how to talk to women. How many times I tell you, every time I see a woman at the cash, how you doing, Julie? How's your day going? Oh, it's fine. Thank you. Oh, wow. No one even asked me about my day. And then and then everything rolls from that point. And if I wanted to bite her neck and take her up the tree, I could have. Because it's as easy as, hey, Julie, how you doing? How's your day? Oh, how you doing? How you doing? My name's Steve. Oh, okay. Well, hey, I hope they're not working too hard over here. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. That she's checking me out. Well, look here, Julie. Look, I know you're busy at work and everything, but you know what? I would love to take you out and get to know you a little bit better. Why don't we do this? Why don't you take my number because I know you're at work and everything. Give me a call later, and I'll see you then, okay? Have a good day, Julie. And walk the fuck off. That's number one, caller. That's number one. But number two, any of you guys that are in college, you, oh man, the worst thing that a lot of you guys do, and this, I mean, all right, let me break this down. I love Chinese buffets. Have you ever been to a Chinese buffet before?
Yes. Call us. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. When you walk into a Chinese buffet, that means after they sit you down and you get up and you grab your plate, you have the pick of whatever you want to eat at that buffet. Do I want some rice? Do I want some shrimp? Do I want some General Tso's chicken? Do I want some sweet and sour? Do I want egg rolls? Whatever you want, okay? And for a lot of you young men that are in college or in not in college, the things that y'all, let me go back and tell y'all about the college campus. There's this smorgasbord of women that you guys fail to even see or notice. See, the problem with most of you guys, and Colin, I'm going to answer your question this right here, because this is, you need to be on the college campus yourself as well. You see, guys, the college campus, like the clubs and like the Matrix outside, okay, they are broken into the same thing, but y'all don't see it. You're not supposed to see it. What I mean is, for a lot of you guys, you go to school, you go to college, or you go to the campus, and you only hang out with what you know and understand, which means probably your friends. And what, and how many times have I told you guys that the college campus, like the malls and everywhere the clubs, we're talking about the college campus, is nothing but a Chinese buffet of women. Every section of the college has its own little ecosystem, its own little environment. And you guys don't even know about this because most of you guys stay in your environment and you stay there and you mess with the women in that environment, knowing that the college campus is full of different environments. How many times do I tell you, and I'm going to go over it again. These environments, like women, like music, women are like music in college, different environments. You've got the acoustic environment, the alternative one, the blues one, the classical one, the country one, the electronica section, the hip hop environment, the instrumental environment, the women who love jazz, the women who love Latin, the women who love metal, the ones that love pop, rock, urban, and world. They are all in different environments in college. And not only are they all different environments, gentlemen, there are also levels to this. And what I mean by that is you're going to have the – and listen, in every environment, okay, now check this out because y'all ain't ready for this. Remember, every system has its own subsystem. So every environment has its own little ecosystem. Now, if we take the environment of, let's say, urban women, okay? Even in the urban environment, you're going to have a popular group subsystem. There's going to be a party group. There's going to be a group of smart kids. There's going to be band geeks in that group. There's going to be outcasts in that group. There's going to be social people in that group. There's going to be nerds. There's going to be we want to save the whales. There's going to be jocks and cheerleaders. There's going to be athletes in that group. Every environment has this ecosystem in everyone. If you're not looking for urban, same with country. Same with electronica. And the problem is, caller, what a lot of you guys don't do, and 702, I'll bring you in a second, what you don't do is you never travel outside of your environment because everything is safe of what you know. When if I were you guys and I did that, and I always did this, When I stepped on a college campus when I was in college, do you know the very first place I went was the art district? The art district. That little section. And you know what I did? And I know a lot of you guys don't have the balls to do this. I don't have a great looking body at all. I don't. Never did. Never claimed to be. But you know one thing I had the balls to do? Because my mentor told me to do this shit. But I know y'all won't do it, but I'll tell you to do it anyway. I know y'all not going to do it, but I'll tell you to do it. You guys, if you are in college right now, you need to go to the art district and find a section and find out where can I sign up for nude sculpting and nude painting. That's the first thing you need to do. That is the first thing you need to do. Because you shouldn't be ashamed of your body. Matter of fact, oh man, there are so many ways to get artistic pussy. That's just one way. Another way to do it is the thing about artistic people is this, is that a lot of women love spoken word, poetry slams and things like that. That is why I always tell you, learn how to write. Because rappers are poets, country singers are poets, rock stars are poets, R&B stars are poets. They are just writing words and expressing them. When you are able to do that, you kill it. Your panties are easily, the easiest ones to get is that section right there. And what you guys don't understand is this. The one thing that all those places have in common is that they have beautiful women in them with bodies, with bodies. Because women love guys who have creativity and imagination. Because if you can show creativity and imagination in work, poems, art, drawing, painting, sculptures. Even if you draw a stick man and you put passion behind it, they'll love that because remember, the way you are outside the bedroom is the same way they perceive you in the bedroom, okay? Area code 702, did you have a question, sir?
No, I don't know why I'd be throwing me in the queue like that.
All right, well, I got you. I'll just throw you back in. Okay. But this is what I'm saying to you guys. Where do you want to meet women? Go out your door. I'm not going to talk too much about this because we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But do you know how many parties that I have set myself up with that I'm not going to go to? How many parties, get-togethers, and gatherings that I have set myself up with? And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Because you guys don't go out your house. And when you go out your house, it's only to the bar and the club. There are several places to go and meet women. You just got to go outside of your door. But a lot of you guys don't want to do that, and that's the problem. And I just don't understand. I don't get it. Women are everywhere, and they're not just at the so-called clubs and bars. There are women out there that are in goofy-ass in sport leagues. There are women out there that you can see them, you meet them at the post office. They're at the stores. They're in classes. God, they're everywhere. Taking the bus. Remember, I used to take the bus because, you know, I had money, but I wanted to save it on my car. Public buses, women. Apartment buildings, women. They're everywhere. Museums and galleries, women. Everywhere. You guys just don't know how to adjust to your environment. A lot of you guys want to go out and venture out, but you can't because once you get into another environment, you clam up because you're not used to dealing with certain kind of women. What happens if you go to a museum, okay? And I'm not talking about any old museum. I'm talking about a fucking nice, ritzy museum where, not even a museum, a boutique where they have paintings that look like a five-year-old smeared it. It looked like a five-year-old dipped his hands in paint and just smeared it. And you got women there that have money, of course, that sit there and they talk about the lines, the structure of the painting and the stroke technique and all that other stuff. How many of you guys have taken time out of your day? It could be an... Boy, you know, I remember how it used to be for me. I remember on Saturdays, I knew I would go down to the museum for at least an hour. Not because I knew women were there. I needed to, look, I would go down there. Again, you don't understand how things work. You guys don't know how to get people to work for you. And that kind of carries over to tomorrow, so I'm going to kind of go lightly on this one. But when you learn people and get to know people, they will give you information that most won't get. I will go down to the museums on Saturdays, see some of the guys that I know, speak to them by name. Hey, what's going on, Scott? How you doing today? Oh, man, it's good, sir. Security guard there, right? How you doing, man? How you doing? Security. Man, good day, man. All right, man. All right, Scott, you have a good day, big dog. All right, man. I'm just going. Hey, look, I'm just going to walk around the museum and everything. Just check out, see what's going on, man. I'll holler back at you, big dog. That's all you do. And every Saturday or every other Saturday when I had a chance, I'd go to the museum, and I'd run into my dude, Scott. Not all the time, but most of the time. And I would say to him, Scott, hey, what's going on? Hey, Scott, I'm wondering. I mean, they have, you know, these paintings and all this other stuff. Where do they have those parties? Well, you know where they have those parties. They're fancy. They're drinking wine. And oh, you're talking about this. Oh, yeah. Well, a friend of a friend of a friend told me that they had And it's not a private. Now, again, I'm not going to tell you, you ain't going to be able to get no private parties, but there are painters that put up galleries to show their work, and they have not only fans and groupies, but they have women on another class level that will show up to these things. So he's like, where's the next one happening, Scott? Oh shit, man, you got a gathering. You got one Sunday. There's one. He'll give you all the information you need. Where do I need to go? This is the address. Okay, Scott. Thanks, big dog. All right, I'll holler back at you. Hey, Scott. Hey, matter of fact, if I see you again and there's any other kind of thing like that, just let me know, man. You're in. While some of you guys are staying in your fucking same old areas, doing the same old shit, seeing the same old women, I'm just got invited, not invited, but I know now there's an artist that has a painting gallery that is going to be in this building open to the public. I got to be there. I got to be there. Because I know that all I need to do is show up. And I am ignorant to painting, but I'm not ignorant enough to not ask a question to a beautiful woman that's sitting there staring at this fucking five-year-old painting and looking at the strokes and all that other shit. I'm not ashamed to walk up to her and ask her, can I ask you a question? What is it about this painting that you like? Oh, and by the way, I don't mean to be rude. How you doing? My name is Steve, and your name is? Oh, how you doing, Charlene? Nice to meet you. Yeah, well, nice to meet you, Charlene. But again, you know, I'm kind of new to this, and you know, I and that's being honest. Kind of new to this. I go to the museum sometime. Oh, what museum you just go to? Oh, I go to the museum where Scott is. I tell her, oh, I go there frequently as well. Oh, really? Okay. Well, what is it that you like about that? And we get into a conversation. I don't keep it long. Why? Because remember, what is the first thing I'm going to do when I go into that fucking gallery? As soon as I walk in that gallery, I'm walking over to the first beautiful woman I see, and that's that woman right there looking at that painting. I talk to her, shake her hand, meet her, have a light conversation with her, get her laughing, get her to the point where I can bite her neck and take her up the tree. But then what do? Is that, you know what? I will talk to you. Listen, guys, are you ready for this? I don't even give her my business card at that point. Don't do that, not yet. Why? Because all the women are still looking around and trying to size guys up. I know already got that. So I'm going to get that to that later. And I'm going to thank her for her time. And I'm going to say I'll make sure if I see you again, I'm definitely going to come by and talk to you. Well, it was nice meeting you, and say goodbye to her and move on and go on and on and on in this art gallery, okay? Working the whole entire room. And yes, there are going to be guys with women. There are always going to be packs of people. But when and again, this is not the bar thing, because there's really no bar, because they're just walking around serving. Oh, man. And guys, the waitresses. Man, you got to see some of the waitresses that be walking around with the fucking wine glasses. But there's always a way to get in, guys. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's always a way, okay? And that's what we want you to see, that you can meet women and you can have the kind of relationships that you want if you really work at this stuff. That's what all this is about. 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373 is the number. Call in and press 1. We'd love to have you on and talk to you. But this is what this is all about, man. You guys do not take the initiative and get out of your environment. And I understand for a lot of you guys, it's kind of scary getting into your ecosystem and meeting women. It's kind of scary. It's kind of weird. But it's something that I think you guys should be able to do. 702, I think you probably pressed the button again. 702, can I ask you, have a question, sir?
Yeah, my question is, do you always go into the club or any scene and walk up to the first fine woman you see?
Every time, man. Every time. Yeah, I don't care where. I don't care where I'm at or what I'm doing. If I'm hunting, I don't care if it's a pool party, a picnic party, a Christmas party. I don't care what it is. If I'm looking for women, the first thing I'm doing is that, because that's what all the women are looking at. They're sizing every guy up to see what he is based off of what he does when he comes through those doors. So I don't care. Even the movie theater. When I go in the movie theater, when I walk in that door in the movie theater, I'll talk to you. Hey, as soon as someone rips my ticket and I see a woman, I'm going to talk to her. Listen, wherever you go, you talk to them. Wherever.
Why do you ask that? Just because you just said it right now, and I was wondering, is that like something that we should all do, or if I should do it all the time? Like, yeah. And it's a good idea, you know, just walk in and see the best looking woman. You know, let the people in the crowd know your standards is high and that you're not scared and that, you know, you're getting that rust off of you when you first get in there.
Absolutely, because here's the beautiful thing. They have no idea what we're talking about. I could just walk up to a group of women and say, hey, ladies, who's going to buy me a drink tonight? Y'all buying drinks tonight? And they can say, fuck you. Get the fuck out of our face. I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you. Nobody's going to know what they're saying. Nobody knows what's happening. All they know is this. Is that out of the 100% of the guys that walked in there, I was the only one, maybe me and maybe a few other ones, were the only ones that went in there and made a beeline to beautiful women. What do you think? 702, you know what I'm talking about when you go to the club. You're either going to go in and stand over by the door, you're going to go to the bar, go to the bathroom, or stand by the floor. And that's it. am I wrong?
Yes. Nah, I've been guilty of that before.
Right. That's all you're going to do. You don't know any better. You weren't supposed to know that shit. You had to say something. As soon as you do that, she's already saying, okay, maybe. Maybe. But wait a second. Who's that guy? He's not standing over by the bar. He's not going to the bathroom. He's not hanging out by the dance floor. He's over there talking to those women. And wow, she's pretty cute. She's hot. That's how you do it. The only place you don't do that shit in is a strip club. That's the only place. That's the only place. You don't do anything in the street. Matter of fact, you're only supposed to go to the strip club. But no, that's the only place I will never do it at is in the strip club. Never in a strip club.
Okay. I got another question. How do you feel about getting rejected in front of the whole club?
Well, like, what do you mean? Like, when I ask a woman to dance, she tells me no?
Yeah, something like that.
So let me ask you this. Now, you're saying it's rejecting me in front of the whole club. Like, when I asked her to dance, the DJ stopped playing the music, everything got quiet, and everyone looked at me, she said no, and then they stopped with me. What do you mean, rejected by the whole club?
Nah, just on the dance floor, and the VIP girls are looking at you, or maybe you're on the dance floor, and there's more girls there, and you're looking at you, and I'm cool on dance with you, or whatever. You know, all right. you just keep hollering at everybody, or you try to explore the dance floor, you see?
702. If I get her or I don't get her, I don't give a fuck. If she rejects me or if she dances with me, I don't give a fuck. What's the common denominator in everything I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck.
So there you go.
You're saying basically, yeah. It's all on you, whether it go good or bad.
It's always going to be on you because you are the standard. That's the thing with you young men. Y'all don't realize it's always going to be on you. The only guy that makes it about the woman is the guy that worships the woman. The guy that puts the woman in front of him. That is why you see a lot of guys worshiping women. Because when they see a beautiful woman, the first thing they want to do is worship her. Oh, she's so beautiful. So what? Who gives a fuck? Oh, my God. Look at that body. So what? She puts her pants on just like everybody else. Who gives a fuck? Don't get me wrong, 702. I'm not going to go over there disrespectful to a woman. I'm never rude. I'm never disrespectful. But her beauty is her beauty, and I'm fine with that. I don't care. Because it's expected for a man to talk to beautiful women anyway. I mean, is that so shocking that, wow, he's going over there and talk to that beautiful woman. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to talk to? That big fat bitch over there? That's eating 12 calories? I'm supposed to go over there? No. I need all the women to know that I only fuck with beautiful women. And I don't care if I get turned down or rejected. I need them to know that no matter what, this motherfucker here is going to fuck with top of the line motherfucker. I don't want bologna. I want steak. I do not want bologna. I will not waste my time talking to some. What? Why waste your time talking to something that you don't want anyway? Why do that, 702?
That's a good question, man.
But a lot of you guys do that. A lot of you guys do that. A lot of you guys do not talk to beautiful women. And I don't understand why. 702, you could probably answer it. If you don't answer for yourself, you can answer for your friends. Why is it when y'all go places, you don't talk to the hottest bitches in the room? You still there, 702? No, we must have lost you. Oh, yeah, you're on, but call back. We can't hear you. I got my throat. I got to take this fucking shit from my throat. But anyway, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you have a question. But isn't it to be expected that you talk to beautiful women? What do you go to the clubs and bars for, to hang out with the bottom of the barrel bitches? Is that what we doing now? All right, 702, you back now?
Yeah, I'm here.
So why do your friends go after the fuck? Tell me. We won't say you. Why do y'all go after the less than average ones and never the pretty ones?
I'm going to say two things. Probably because they don't know no better and their standards aren't that high.
When you say they don't know any better, yeah, what do you mean know no better? What? Pretty?
I mean,
she's pretty.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, somebody ain't never told them that you don't have to shoot low. You can go for the best looking one and still get a fuck you from an ugly one and get a fuck you from a good looking one, but you better off going for a good looking one.
I mean, when you go to the car dealership, don't you want a good car? Do you want that limit?
I'm going to say it like this. They probably think they got a better chance with an ugly woman than a beautiful woman, but they probably just not taking a chance with the more beautiful woman.
But here's the
I can't think.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Go
but
ahead.
What do they have to lose by talking to a beautiful woman?
Nothing. Nothing. That's the part you talking about when you're saying like they, you know, probably worshiping her and thinking that, I don't know, all the worship going in when she say no or dreams going to be shattered. I don't know. But, you know, I'm listening to you right now and you telling me don't give a fuck. So I'm knowing not to give a fuck about what nobody talking about, a fine woman or, you know, a 5 or a 10.
Now, I remember I used to be a game changer for EA Sports. They would fly me into Orlando. They'd fly me into Orlando to, you know, go over the Madden game. So. But the last two nights, they would take us to the club. In Orlando, they blocked off this street. And there's nothing but clubs all around on the street. I don't know what it's called or whatever. But, man, the motherfucking women that were in that bitch, oh, my God. But nobody would talk to him. Everybody would just look at him. And that's what I don't understand. I don't understand why they don't have it in them to be better or feel better about themselves, 702. Did you have any other questions, though, man?
Nah, that was it.
How long have you been listening to us for, sir?
I've been listening to you for a while, Steve. I've been listening to you for a while, man. And then I stopped listening for a little while, and I just got back on, started listening again, and you know, just refreshing this shit. But I stopped for a little while, and then I just got back to it.
Okay. No, that's cool. I was just curious because, man, I just, you know what I love the most is going to the bar. Man, let me tell you something. What's great about going and talking to the first pretty woman and then going to the bar, which is cool, what I would usually do is I would post myself close by a beautiful woman because have you ever been the boyfriend or had to play the part of the boyfriend? Because when a woman sees weird, yeah, I'm here with my boyfriend. That's my boyfriend right there. Man. This thing is so easy. But a lot of guys don't take the time to go out of their comfort zones. They just don't do it, man. They just don't do it. So 515-605-9373 is the number. I'll take a few more calls. If not, we'll be wrapping this up because I got another engagement. I got to take care of some business. But I just wanted to say that, you know, the bottom line is, guys, your job comes first, okay? Your job comes first. The last thing I want to happen to you guys is you lose your job over some bullshit. So please, guys, be careful about who you have in your life. Be careful about what you do around these women, because the last thing I want to see happen to you guys is you lose your job over a piece of ass. And this is, I'm telling you, man, we are being attacked. We're being attacked by all sides. And I'm not joking. We're being attacked by women. We're being attacked by other men. We're being attacked by the TV and the media. But the thing about us that they know is that real men are going to keep on going. And they're not going to change who they are and what they do. And the important thing here, guys, is that all of you guys know and remember your value and your worth. Because without value and without worth, you guys are nothing to them. And I want you to be more than that. You deserve to be more than that. But as long as you continue to do the things that you're doing, you're not going to grow, okay? Now, what I want to do, as always, is I got to wrap this up, is I'm going to wrap it up and I'll jump in the chat room, as always, because I want to say thank you to my chat room. You know, I got to hang out with you guys for a few minutes. But tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about the Christmas parties, the gatherings and things like that that are going on, and what you should have been doing to set yourself up for that, okay? Now, guys, if y'all have any questions or anything, please send me an email at themanmindset.com. I would appreciate that. But what we're going to do now is I'm about to shut down the blog show, and then I'm going to go on to the live YouTube right now because I got to wrap this up. I got another engagement I got to go to. But I just want to wrap this up real quick and say thank you, guys. We will see you guys tomorrow, same time from 7 East to 9 East, or a little bit after, try to make up to you. We would definitely be talking about Christmas parties and stuff like that. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to you guys out there listening. For my YouTube guys, y'all stay tight. I'm going to get in y'all and answer a few questions. But anyway, thank you very much. All right, guys, YouTube.